耶稣确确实实被钉在十字架上，而且死了，而且埋葬了。
耶稣Jesus was actually really nailed on the cross, and he died for us.
并且他埋葬三天之后呢，从死里复活。
After he was buried, three days later, he resurrected.
我们想借着圣经来了解当时真正的情况是怎么样。
We want to understand the real situation through the Bible.
记载在马可福音第十六章。
In Mark chapter 16.
我们一起来看当时真正发生的情况。
Let's see what really happened.
第一节，过了安息日，摩大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并沙罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body.
七日的第一日清早，那也就是星期天，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里。
Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb.
这些妇女彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？
And they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?
那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。
But when they look up, they saw that the stone,which was very large, had been rolled away.
他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。
Don't be alarmed, he said. You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen, and he's not here. See the place where they lay him.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee.There you will see him, just as he told you.
他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
在七日，就是星期天的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向莫大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。
When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons.
他去告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人，那时他们正哀痛哭泣。
She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping.
他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。
When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it.
这事以后，门徒中间有两个人往乡下去，走路的时候，耶稣变了形象，向他们显现。
Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country.
他们就去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。
They returned and reported to the rest, but they did not believe them either.
后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。
Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith.And their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
He said to them, Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
耶稣死了，埋葬了，这些门徒都看过，看见，而且知道了。
Everybody has seen that Jesus has died and was buried, and they all have seen it.
耶稣过去曾经至少四次跟门徒预言说，他死了以后第三天他会复活的。
At least four times Jesus foretold them that he will resurrect after he died.
但是我们刚才所读过的经文，当耶稣复活了以后呢，所有的门徒只要人家来告诉他们，他们看见复活的耶稣，他们的反应都一样，他们不信。
But all of the people, even though they were told before, after they have seen Jesus has resurrected and rose from death, they didn't believe it.
事实上，如果你我也在那个时候，我相信我们的理智是没有办法相信的。
If you and I were among them at that time, I believe that we couldn't believe it either.
因为一个人死了埋了三天的时间不可能复活。
Because we know that after a person has died, 3 days later, it's impossible to rise from death again.
因为这个是超过人的能力。
This is beyond human's capability.
那如果是真的复活的话，那这个能力就不得了了。
If he really arises from death, then this is a really amazing capability.
如果耶稣能够从死里复活，那就可以证明他所说的话都是真实的。
If Jesus can rise from death, then we know everything he said must be truth.
他说：“我为你们的罪而死，这是事实了。”
He said, I die for your sins. This is truth.
因为复活能够显明耶稣有胜过罪和死亡的生命。
Because his resurrection that proved that he can overcome the death and sin.
而且这个复活的生命会触摸其他人的生命。
And the born again life can touch everybody else's life.
而且这个复活的生命会进到那个人的被触摸人的生命里面，可以活出来的。
And the born again life can get into somebody's life and dwell inside them.
接下来的诗歌是描述一个基督徒的经历到耶稣复活的生命浸透了里面以后，在他身上产生的一个变化。
The following seems related to what has changed after somebody has the God live in their body.
接下来我要传述一个经历了耶稣基督复活生命的见证。
Next, I will give a message related to someone who was reborn because of Jesus' spirit.
这个复活的生命进到这一个人的里面以后，产生了一个很巨大的变化。
This reborn life went into this person's body and made a tremendous change.
这个人他姓张。
His last name is Chen.
他是一个生意人，他在做生意的时候呢，跟他的 partner 呢一起吃饭喝酒。
He was a businessman. He was dining and drinking with his business partner.
事实上，在做生意的时候呢，如果这个生意啊很利益很攸关的时候呢，不应该喝酒的。
Usually, when it has a great influence on the result of the business, they shouldn't be drinking.
那他酒喝越喝越多，结果呢，在讲这个讲话当中呢，一言不合，所以发生了这个殴打的事情。
They drink more and more, and then all of a sudden they disagree with each other, and they started fighting.
结果这个张先生呢，就用拳头呢把对方呢活活的打死了。
And Mr. Chen beat his business partner to death.
等到他发现对方已经不能动的时候，他才知道事情太严重了。
When he found out his business partner couldn't move anymore, he realized how serious the matter has turned into.
他最后就赶快的逃离了现场。
So he fled the scene.
经过几天的躲藏跟逃亡，最后还是被逮捕了。
After a few days of runaway and hiding, eventually he got arrested.
这个时候他才想起他太太曾经警告他不要喝酒过度。
Then he remembered his wife's warning, don't drink too much.
所以他到了法院被审判了以后得到的刑罚是死刑。
And then he was sentenced to death by the court.
他说当时我听到这个判决的时候我并不感到意外。
He said, I wasn't surprised when I heard the verdict.
但是这个死这件事情对我却有很大的恐惧。
But the death brought me a lot of fear.
我死了以后到底我要去哪里呢？
Where will I be going after I die?
死了以后的世界到底是怎么样？
What kind of world it is after death?
而且这个如果真的是有存在的一个世界，我怎么样去面对它呢？
If this is a real world, how am I going to face it?
这个时候我深深的后悔。
Then I really regret it.
我如果不要喝那么多的酒，我就不会打死人。
If I didn't drink that much, I wouldn't have beat my partner to death.
今天我也不需要被判死刑。
I've been sentenced to death today.
我现在
And I wouldn't have been sentenced to death.
我现在或许我就坐在家里跟我的妻子跟我的孩子在那里很轻松的聊天。
Maybe I will be sitting at home chatting with my wife and my children.
如果再给我一次机会，我一定要向那个受害者道歉。
If I have another opportunity, I will apologize to the victim.
但是现在一切都太晚了。
But it's all too late now.
在等候死刑的这段时间里面，我的家人来到监狱来看我。
When I was waiting for the death execution,all my family members came to visit me.
我看到我的爸爸和妈妈更加的衰老了。
I saw my parents, they were getting older.
我看到那四个那么幼小的孩子，我的心都要碎掉了。
I saw my four young children, my heart was broken.
我小声地对着我的妻子说，这一切都交给你了。
I wanted to tell my wife,I'll leave everything to you.
当我转过身来要离开他们的时候，我的眼泪就流下来了。
When I turn around, my tears galloping down my face.
过不了几天，我的小的妹妹来监狱来看我。
A few days later, my younger sister came to visit me.
她第一面见到我的时候就对我说，哥哥，你要赶快信耶稣。
The first thing she said to me was, brother, believe in Jesus.
过去我跟她有很多的地方都能够同意，唯一一件事情就是她的信仰，我一直没有办法赞同。
I used to agree with her and see eye to eye on almost everything with her except religion. I just couldn't agree with her on the religion issue.
我的妹妹对我说，人是有灵魂的，虽然肉体死了，但是灵魂却是永恒的。
My sister told me that human beings have soul, even though our bodies die, this soul still lives.
你赶快信耶稣吧，好叫你的灵魂能够得救。
You should believe in Jesus so that your soul can be saved.
在那样的时候，我很难接受，但是我觉得我已经没有任何东西可以再损失了。
I couldn't accept it at the time, but I felt that I have nothing else to lose.
所以我对她表示说，我愿意试试看。
So I told her I'm willing to try.
所以我的妹妹就给了我一本圣经。
So my sister gave me a Bible.
当我开始打开圣经在那里看的时候，我的心里面有一股的冲动。
When I opened the Bible, my heart was pumping.
我希望能够从这个里面得到一些我能够帮助我的。
I wanted to see if there's anything I can get to help me from the Bible.
当我翻到了约翰福音第三章十六节。
When I turned to John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
还有马太福音里面讲到说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And also Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come to me."All you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
我的心受到很深的感动。
My heart was deeply touched.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
到我这里来得安息。
Come to me, and I'll give you rest.
这对我来讲是何等的重要。
This is so important to me.
对一个马上就要面对死亡的人来讲，还有什么比得到永生跟安息更重要呢？
For someone who's going to face the death, what's more important than eternal life?
那个时候我并不知道什么叫做祷告。
I didn't know what is prayer.
但是我就本能的就跪在地上，跟这位我还不认识的这位上帝开始在那里恳求他。饶恕我的过犯。
Instantly, I just dropped down on my knees and started praying to God, who I don't know at the time,
我求他,
to forgiveness.
我求他将永生和安息能够赐给我。
I pray that He will give me rest and give me eternal life.
我当时不敢相信，那个祷告了以后，我的整个心竟然能够平静下来。
I couldn't believe after that prayer, my heart just totally calmed down.
而且对我即将要面对的死亡，我不再感觉到那么样的害怕。
And I no longer felt so much fear about death.
因为死刑它会自动的要上诉的。
Because for all death sentence, it have to be appealed automatically.
我在这段时间里面，我就天天就翻那本圣经。
So during this time, I was reading Bible every day.
并且是很诚恳的在那里祷告。
And I was praying sincerely.
我才发现有一种我从来没有经验过的那个平静跟安详，真的在我里面的。
And then I felt that I experienced.The calm and the quietness I never felt before inside my heart.
结果很奇妙的事情发生了。上诉的结果，我的死刑被改判成无期徒刑。
And very unexpectedly, my appeal, the verdict from my appeal was that my life, a death sentence has been changed to a life sentence.
我的眼泪流下来，我不禁大声的痛哭。
My tear went down my face. I was just crying loudly.
我唯一的想法就是，我到底要怎么办，能够报答这位上帝。
The only thing I was thinking was, how can I repay this God?
这位复活的耶稣，他的生命可以触摸一个被判死刑的人。
The resurrected Jesus, he can touch people on the death row.
下面的诗歌可以描述这一个杀人犯对他这位为他罪而死的耶稣，这位上帝的羔羊。
The next hymn describes his feeling about the God, the genuine God, the Lamb.
这位为他而死的上帝的羔羊，一步一步的带领，叫他逐步的转变，最后成为上帝的小羊。
This God who died for his sin, how he led him to turn into a lamb shepherd by the God.
耶稣基督复活的生命，在这个犯人的身上，一天一天的做了转变的工作。
The resurrected life of Jesus in this criminal has made changes every day.
他的自传里面讲到，这个漫长的牢狱生涯开始了以后，我想起我曾经向上帝祷告。
He mentioned in his autobiography that in these long days in the jail, I remember my prayer to the God.
如果他能够让我活着，我就要用我剩余的生命来荣耀他的名。
At the time he prayed that if he can give me life, can let me live again, I will use the rest of my life to glorify his name.
于是他无论在牢房或者在工厂，凡是应当做的事情，他一定尽能力、全力的去做。
So no matter where he was, whether in the jail cell or in the factory, everything he could do, he always tried his best to do the work.
在监狱里面有一个犯人，他被判处徒刑以后，他的妻子就与他离婚，把两个孩子就扔下来了。
There was a jailmate. After he was sentenced to prison, his wife divorced him and abandoned their children.
所以这个张弟兄他就写信给教会的牧师，希望牧师能够将这个孩子能够安顿好，送他们到孤儿院去。
So Brother Chan wrote a letter to the pastor and asked the pastor to help to take the children to the orphanage.
在监狱里面，大家的脾气都很不好，所以在监狱里面常常有人在那里发生这个打架的事情。
In the jail, most of the prisoners have bad tempers, and there were a lot of confrontations.
每一次在火爆的场面的时候，我总是跑去找那个脾气最暴躁的人，向他们诉说这位爱他的耶稣。
So every time there was some confrontation, I always went to the person with the worst temper to talk to him about the God.
因为我知道这些人的内心很空虚，很难面对每一天的监狱的生活。
Because I know these people inside their heart is all emptiness. It's very difficult to deal with the daily life in jail.
我借着介绍耶稣给他们，让他们的心能够得到平静。
So I introduce God to them so that they have peace in their mind.
因为在监狱里面，大大小小的事情，我一定的求告耶稣来帮助我。
So I pray to God for everything, for God to help me in the jail.
我在监狱里面有连续六年被选为好的代表。
For 6 years in a row, I was selected as the role model in the jail.
这样的过了六年以后，我开始可以感受到我这个人真的被改变了。
So 6 years later, I really felt that I have changed.
这位复活的耶稣真的可以在我里面发动他自己要做的事情。
Is the resurrected Jesus really made a big change?
让我非常暴躁的脾气转变了。
It made my violent temper changed.
我非常顽固的思想也改变了。
My stubborn thoughts have also changed.
我过去很多年的坏习惯，一个一个的就掉下来了。
My many bad habits over the years have gradually gone away.
我很清楚这是上帝他自己的作为。
I know very clearly this was done by God.
这是这位复活的耶稣在我里面发动了。
This is the work done by the resurrected Jesus.
所以在监狱里面，只要我一有时间，我就向人告诉他们上帝怎么样的能够在我生命里面的改变。
So while I was in the prison, whenever I have opportunity, I would talk to all the other jailmates about how God has made change in my life.
所以在监狱里面有好几个犯人都信了耶稣。
So there were quite a few prisoners. They also believe in Jesus.
但是我在监狱里面跟人家传耶稣，不是一件很容易的事情。
But it wasn't an easy thing to spread gospel in in the prison.
有一次我正在跟一个监狱的朋友在那里谈上帝的爱。
One time when I was talking to one jailmate about the God's love,
在旁边有另外一个监狱的狱友呢，他就手上拿着一根很长的铁钉，就往我的头上砸过来。
It was another jailmate standing by us. He was holding a long nail and approached me.
我只感到一阵的晕眩，我摸我的脸的时候，血就从我的头上流下来。
I just felt dizzy and faint, and then I felt my face, there was blood coming down.
所以我发现我要在监狱跟人家讲耶稣，还是有一些人非常的不满意的。
So I knew there were some people who didn't like it when I talked about Jesus.
但是我没有停止，继续的向人诉说这位活活的主在我的里面。
But I didn't stop. I continued to talk to people about this living God.
每一次要是有监狱的人里面的狱友跟我发生冲突的时候，就有管理员会冲过来把我们拉开。
Every time there's some conflict between me and other jailmate, then the guards will come and pull the other jailmate away.
这位管理员就会告诉那个狱友说：“你以为你能够打得过他吗？”
The guard would tell the other jailmate, say that you think you can beat him?
你知道他是谁吗？他是一个杀人犯。
Do you know who he is? He was a murderer.
不要说你跟他对打。你看看他的体格，你根本不是他的对手。
Don't think about you can fight with him. Just look at how he's built.
你知道他为什么不跟你计较吗？
You know why he doesn't fight with you?
因为他是一个基督徒。
Because he's a Christian.
这样的日子非常的单调，但是耶稣复活的能力在这个犯人的身上做了很奇妙的转变的工作，连他自己都能够感受得到。
And the life in jail is very boring, and but the living God has made all kinds of changes in his life. Even he himself, he couldn't understand how it happened.
他知道这位主真的活在他的里面。
He knows God really lives inside him.
接下来诗歌就讲到主活着。
The next hymn talks about.
He lives.
God lives. He lives.
监狱的里面，他信了耶稣以后，他也在每一次牧师到监狱来传道的时候，他都会带领这些基督徒在那里献诗歌。
So after he believed in Jesus in jail, every time when the pastor come to give message, he will lead the choir in jail.
有一天他在那里领他最喜爱的诗歌，这首诗歌就说，我知道我救赎主活着。
One day he was leading the psalm that I know my Redeemer lives.
我正在唱着出神的时候，突然台下有人在那里骚动。
When I was just singing, almost forgetting about myself, then almost all of a sudden there was commotion down there.
我正在那里猜到底发生什么事的时候，有一张纸条就传到我的手里。
When I was just guessing what happened, there was a note handed to me.
当我念完纸条上的字以后，我突然安静下来了。
After I finished reading the note, I all of a sudden I quieted down.
我的眼泪从眼流下来了。
My tears came down.
我自己就走下那个台。走到下面来了。
I walked down the platform.
我的手发抖的，让那张纸张就掉落在地上了。
The note slipped down my trembling hand.
那个上面写着是我的假释获准了。
What was written on the note was that my parole has been approved.
我不敢相信，经过了12年之后，我被假释可以出狱了。
I couldn't believe it. After 12 years, my parole was approved, and I could be released.
在这段十二年漫长的岁月里面，是这位活活的主陪伴我。
In this 12 years, the living God, He was accompanying me.
在我出狱的那天，我全家的人都来迎接我。
The day I was released, my whole family came to welcome me home.
我的父亲的头发全白了。
My father's hair was all gray.
我的母亲走路非常的辛苦。
My mother could hardly walk.
我的女儿已经长大，像一个少女了。
My daughters have grown up like a young lady.
当我的妻子过来的时候，我握着她的双手。
When my wife came, I was holding her hands.
他为了家所付出，让他的手变成非常的粗糙。
In order to carry the family, she had to work, and her hands became very rough.
他的脸因为长期的缺乏营养，显得非常的憔悴。
Because of lack of nutrition, her face was very thin.
我就想到我的耶稣的双手的钉痕。
I remember the scar of Jesus on his hand.
这位复活的主要带领我走出去。
The resurrected God is leading me to walk out of the jail.
所以这位弟兄出狱以后，他就带着他一家离开了他们原来的地方，到了远处去工作。
After he was released from jail, he moved the whole family to a distant place to work.
他开始从做很劳力的工作开始来建筑一些的房子。
We started with hard labor work to in the construction business.
经过了6年了以后，他成为一家公司的总经理。
After 6 years of hard work, he became the general manager of a company.
他也加入了国际基甸会，成为会员。
And he also became the member of Gideon Association.
这个基甸会就是专门把圣经送给那些有需要的人，免费的送出去。
The Gideon Association is the organization that handed out free Bibles.
一个本来没有任何希望的死刑犯。
A criminal on the death row, he didn't have any hope.
死亡要临到他。
Death was gonna come to him.
死亡也要临到他的婚姻。
Death was
临到他的婚姻。
Death was coming to his marriage.
死亡要临到他的家庭。
That was coming to his family.
他的前途完全死亡了。
His future was all dead.
这位复活的耶稣触摸了他。
The resurrected God touched him.
死亡使他能够转成重生。
Death made him to be born again.
黑暗能够转成光明。
The darkness turned into light.
一个被要废弃的可以变成有用的器皿。
An abandoned vessel turned into a useful vessel.
一个杀人犯却转变成一个传福音的人。
A murderer turned into a Christian.
这是基督复活的见证。
This is a living proof of Jesus lives.
我们接下来要请我们的青少年来唱下面的两首诗歌。第一首因他活着。
The next two hymns will sing the next two hymns. The first one is Because He Lives. Fear is gone.
generosity. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down over the mountains and the sea. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
From the testimony, we could see the almighty power of our resurrected Christ.
We don't
have to follow the same path.
We don't
have to be a
murderer.
But we can experience God's resurrected power. Let his power to enter your family, enter your work, enter your marriage.
This
resurrected power can do wonders. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven,
we
thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for us. Give us your resurrected power. Let the resurrected power in our life to testify for you. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，各位弟兄姐妹，让我们拿起诗歌本的翻开第212首《耶稣基督》我主今复活。
Brothers and sisters, shall we open our hymnal to hymn 212, Christ the Lord is risen today.
诗歌本的第212首，请大家起立。
Shall we all rise? Again, that's hymn 212, Christ the Lord is risen today.
好，我们唱第一、二、四 ，verses 1, 2, and 4th, the last one.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Praise our joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Singing as at earth's reply. Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Alleluia. Dying once he all doth say, Alleluia. Where the victory, O grave, Alleluia.
This is verses 4.
Sing we to our God above, Alleluia. Praise eternal as his love, Alleluia. Praise him all ye heavenly hosts, Alleluia. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost,
Thank you. Please be seated.
Now it's time for offering. Let's meditate God's blessing and give thanks.
Let's all rise to pray the Lord's Prayer for the offering. 我们在献上祈祷，愿你的圣灵与你的圣灵，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们愿用你的旨意今日赐给我们，愿我们行在如同我们今天行在，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
弟兄姐妹平安。 Peace to you, brother and sister. 欢迎参加我们今天复活节的主日崇拜。Welcome to the Easter worship with us. 那我们下面请团契部门负责人黄志明弟兄跟我们报告礼拜六春季郊游踏青的细节。So next, fellowship department, brother Jimmy, will give us some reminder about the spring hiking fellowship.
弟兄姐妹大家好、Greetings, dear brother and sister. So, 我们这个礼拜六的话呢准备有一个团聚去我们去踏青去。So, we're going to have a fellowship this coming Friday. So, we're going to go hiking. 那个地址的话呢我们都有了、都加在今天的我们这个bulletin 里面。所以大家那个应该都有一份了。So, the direction to the hiking site was included in today's bulletin. So if we don't have one, we have a few down over there on the table. So grab one on your way out. 那这个的话，我们的时间是十点钟，礼拜六十点钟。希望就是说大家能够最好早一点来，主要是做一些简单的一些热身。So the hiking time will be 10 o'clock this coming Saturday. So I encourage brothers and sisters come a little earlier so you can do some warm up and stretching your bodies so to avoid any injuries. 希望呢就是说那个大家能够早来的话呢我们做一些热身运动。我们将分成三个组一个呢，就是在那个魁会的一个 loop 那里的话呢，那是一个小的那个 hiking。第二个呢，就是比较长的，大概会来回话需要两个小时。那第三个呢，就是说那些不能不想爬山的，或者因为身体的问题，就是说愿意坐下来的话呢，也可以。那你公园那里都有一些凳子可以坐下来。So on that day, we're going to be divided into three groups. Okay, so the first group is the looping group. So we're going to just hike the Quihue loop, which takes about like 50 minutes. So you probably want to take two loops. The second one will be the hill hiking group. It's going to be a longer one, and it's a little bit tough, since the terrain is pretty tough.So it takes about like an hour one way, so it's going to be like 2 hours hike. The third group is basically for those who don't want hiking, just physically can hike. That will be the sitting group.